It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Isn't that the kind of thing you do when you've smoked some weed? You go organize your Tupperware drawer?
This is Marconi award-winning.
When you've smoked a giant weed or two.
Just a giant weed. Yeah, I guess so, Norm.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
You have to memorize a script? No, you got to go this and touch the V.
Embarrassing, well, isn't it?
Donnie, don't put me in. Don't put me in it. You said it. Well, if that's the case, sign me the hell up.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
And it's brought to us by Advanced Hair Restoration and Crawford Services, the service experts. We have Mike Ducey from Fox 4 sitting in for George this morning. And coming up at 8:15, we've got Ed Werder, our Cowboys and NFL insider, with more on the Cowboys trading Micah Parsons to the Packers. But we have to award this. And Mike, as you know, I've got the hardest job in radio. I'm the backup host of the emergency break of the week.
Let me say that this is appointment listening for all of North Texas.
That's a tough one.
But it is for me. Every Friday, I look forward to scatter shooting and the e-break. So it's such an honor to just be sitting a few feet from you as you fill in for George this morning, Craig. I'll try to help in any way that I can.
Well, thank you, Mike.
No, I'm not going to do that. But in any way that I can, I'll try to help.
We appreciate you being here. And as always, we do have three candidates. Candidate number one comes to us from our weekend show, Work in Progress. And this is Matt Birmingham, who is trying to deliver a news story, but he found his way into a problem or two.
A man was arrested for threatening a lawn worker. The lawn mowist. His name was Brian Hansen. He was mowing two separate lawns. No hanging fruit.
Thank you.
When a nearby resident approached him, the landscaper was approached by the man. He was 51-year-old Anthony Marzola. Became upset over how loud the lawnmower was.
Man, it gets me upset. I don't know about that.
Which made for a strange interaction because the nearby resident got mad.
The nearby what?
Resident.
What?
Isn't it fun to see in person, son?
It is. It's great.
The nearby homeowner. This guy, much like the hot dog lady, he was dressed like a court jester.
He started wobbling early, didn't he?
Oh, that's a wild ride.
I don't know how he pronounced resident and nearby, but neither were really close.
Nearby?
All right, let's give that one more listen.
A man was arrested for threatening a lawn worker. The lawn mowist. His name was Brian Hansen. He was mowing two separate lawns.
The lawn mowist.
No hanging fruit.
Thank you.
When a nearby resident approached him, the landscaper was approached by the man. He was 51-year-old Anthony Marzola. Became upset over how loud the lawnmower was.
Getting wide.
It gets me upset. I don't know about that.
Which made for a strange interaction because the nearby resident got mad.
The nearby what?
Resident.
What?
Isn't it fun to see in person, son?
It is. It's great.
The nearby homeowner. This guy, much like the hot dog lady, he was dressed like a court jester.
Okay. That's candidate number one, Matt Birmingham, from Work in Progress. Candidate number two comes to us from the hardline, Gen X Davy Lane, who will push the envelope as much as anybody in ticket history. And this week they were talking about the Dallas Wings. Corby had attended a game, and this happened.
I'm like, you know these little tiny things that people of that at that level do that leave an impression for the rest of a kid's life on him? Like, he just made a super fan based on a gesture that he had no business having to execute at all. At all. But he did. And I thought that was really, really cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really cool.
What have you done for your fans?
Again, Dave, not enough, I guess. Not enough.
No, you better get your licks in now because the Wings.
I know. They're going to get the number one pick again.
Before they get their licks in on each other.
Dump it.
Like that was a...
Dave.
Let's do some E-News, shall we?
Dave, E-News.
E-News.
The ticket.
Jew.
I know. Oh. I know, but I just shouldn't have to work under these conditions. All right, I'd like to tell you about my new obsession.
And poor Bob has to launch into a live spot after that. Man, Gen X Davey will shoot from half court, won't he?
He will.
All right, that's candidate number two. And candidate number three this week for the emergency break of the week is Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones for what happened yesterday.
Holy F.
Oh, trade.
Oh, my God. The Dallas Cowboys are trading Micah Parsons to the Green Bay Packers.
Well, without being too broad, obviously, we did think it was in the best interest of our organization. Not only the future, but right now, this season as well.
I don't think we need to listen to that one again. But two general managers this year have pulled the two biggest e-breaks, arguably, in Metroplex history.
And it was obviously huge news on Fox 4 yesterday as well. I mean, right after the weather, of course. We had to lead with weather because it was raining. But right after that.
I did notice that.
Right after that, we had to get into one of the biggest trades in Cowboys history. So.
I turned you guys on at 9 o'clock because I knew you'd be on and I knew the lead would be Parsons, but they went to Dan Henry.
It's sunshine.
Because some storms were moving through Prosper.
And you were just chuckling over how I must be fuming waiting for that. I wish you wouldn't take such pleasure in that. This is my life we're talking about here.
All right, there you have it. Our three candidates for the emergency break of the week. Is it Matt Birmingham for getting into some trouble with his news story on work in progress? Is it Gen X Davey Lane for shooting from half court and his comment on the Dallas Wings? Or is it Jerry Jones for shockingly trading Micah Parsons? 888-787-1310. First one to five wins. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you vote for this week?
What were the choices again?
Okay, we don't play that game. Hi, you're on the ticket, voting in the emergency break of the week.
He's at the 15, the 10, the 5, and the 2 in touchdown. Colorado State Rams have won, Craig. And football's back. Game number 2. Good morning.
Thank you. Did they play last night, Colorado State?
I don't know.
No, I don't think they did. Hi, you're on the ticket voting in the e-break. Who do you like?
Hey, it's me. It's 8:05 in the morning. It's the guy that forgot to introduce himself last week. I'm filling in for the Jaminator. It's the Fox 4 Studio Silver Fox. It's me. It's the fake Mike Ducey sitting with the real Mike Ducey.
Hey, good morning. I'm flattered. Thanks very much. It's not a
Dude,
bad impersonation.
I love you, bro. Try and call in as often as I can. I'm just sitting here with the Junes. We're bitching about Dale Hansen, bragging about how we help homeless people and using your decorative towels, ladies. Give me Davey Lane.
All right, thank you. That's two votes for Davey. Hi, you're on the ticket voting in the emergency break of the week.
Hey, we still voting on the e-break?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Cruz and Lito.
Hey, Cruz.
Hi, Cruz.
Hey, Ducey. Shout out to Robert Garcia, and I want to vote for Davey.
All right.
It's Mr. Ducey to you, Cruz, by the way.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you like this week?
Yeah, let's go with that licking one.
Okay. Davey is one away from another win. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you like this week in the e-break?
Morning, boys. Chad Putin here. How y'all is?
Okay.
Who's this?
Chad Putin with two O's.
Chad Putin.
Okay.
Listen, I'd like to vote responsibly for number two. I like them finger-licking good wings.
All right. Wow. Thank you, I think. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
Oh, boy.
It's unanimous this week. Gen X Davey on the hard line as they're talking Dallas Wings basketball.
I'm like, you know these little tiny things that people of that at that level do that leave an impression for the rest of a kid's life on him? Like, mm-hmm. he just made a super fan based on a gesture that he had no business having to execute at all. At all. But he did. And I thought that was really, really cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really cool.
What have you done for your fans?
Again, Dave, not enough, I guess. Not enough.
No, you better get your licks in now because the Wings.
I know. They're going to get the number one pick again.
Before they get their licks in on each other.
Dump it.
Like that was a... Dave.
Let's do some E-News, shall we?
Dave, E-News.
E-News.
The ticket.
Jew.
I know, but I just shouldn't have to work under these conditions. All right, I'd like to tell you about my new obsession.
You know Davey's a worthy winner when he blows out Jerry Jones.
Dave.
For trading Micah Parsons.
Yeah, rough week for Jerry. Trades away the best player and now can't even win the E-Brand.
Deddy, how many is that for Davey?
That is Davey's 23rd all-time E-Break win. He is now 116 behind the all-time leader, Norman. I could run this team better than Jerry Hitzkus.
But Davey's on pace to catch Norm here in about 2 years.
At his current pace, yes.